Mitch Thomason. The potential is for catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge as Hurricane Debby bears down on Florida's Big Bend coast. Landfall expected in a matter of hours. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan advises against underestimating this storm.
We're expecting heavy rainfall resulting in considerable flooding impacts from the Florida Big Bend region through southeast Georgia and coastal plain of the Carolinas through Friday. And we could see potentially historic heavy rainfall amounts across southeast Georgia and South Carolina, resulting in possibly catastrophic flooding and significant river flooding through the week. There's the danger of life-threatening storm surge along the Florida Big Bend coast. We are expecting to see 6 to 10 feet of inundation.
States of emergency declared by the governors of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. There is a storm of another kind brewing as well. This one has to do with the economy and global financial markets. Fears of a recession and a wider war in the Mideast are pummeling markets worldwide. Japan's benchmark Nikkei has plunged 12%, the steepest one-day drop in more than 35 years. And in the U.S., the NASDAQ has tumbled into correction territory. This morning, futures are sharply lower. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump is sounding off on the most recent prisoner swap with Russia. Three Americans among those released, Mr. Trump says the Biden team made a terrible deal.
They released some of the greatest killers anywhere in the world, some of the most evil killers they got, and we got our people back, but boy, we make some horrible, horrible deals.
Mr. Trump says such lopsided exchanges only encourage Vladimir Putin and others to kidnap more Westerners and use them as bargaining chips. And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 630 points. NASDAQ futures off 758 for a loss of 4%. This is SRN News. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says there's a radical imbalance in the 2024 election cycle between the amount of money raised by pro-abortion activist groups and the amount of money raised by pro-life activist groups.
In this case, we're talking about a massive, massive gain by the pro-abortion groups. And they're raising a lot of money, and they're intending to spend a lot of money. And it's just a reminder to us that both sides in this understand how much is at stake. And it's just really important that we understand that the pro-abortion movement's putting its money where its convictions are in this, increasingly seeing this as an electoral asset. One of the things we have to watch is how many Republicans now see a pro-life position as perhaps a political deficit or something that is weighing them down.
In his podcast, The Briefing, Mohler said it was lopsided in the 2020 election as well, with pro-life groups being outspent nearly 2-1. This is SRN News. Is AI coming for your job?
More than 300 video game performers and actors have picketed in front of the Warner Brothers studios, protesting against what they call an unwillingness from gaming companies to protect union voice actors and motion capture workers against the unregulated use of artificial intelligence. Union leaders have billed AI as a crisis for performers, saying their likenesses could be replicated by AI and then used without their consent and without fair compensation. Jason Walker reporting.
Facing the need to win the battleground state of Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris pulling a flip-flop on fracking. The presumptive Democrat presidential nominee is now swearing off her previous anti-fracking stand. Back in 2019, as a presidential primary contender, Harris called for a ban on fracking. More details, SRNNews.com.